Welcome back, everyone, and thank you guys for tuning into another episode of Full Disclosure. We ain't shit, but we was raised right. Check out this episode with my co-host, Tata. You guys may know her from Tata's Kitchen, Extensions by Lavish Lush. So check out the episode as we get into some topics of domestic violence, not knowing how to walk a mile, but we'll fuck the shit out of somebody. Just check us out. Enjoy. Do you understand that, sir? Hell no! Mr. Turner. Hell no! You understand what I read to you? Hell no! Fuck this shit! Hell no! Hold your feet together. Hell no! Arms at your sides. Hell no! Eyes closed. Hell no! Hell no! Sir, you closed your motherfucking eyes. Sir. Hell no! Hey, you must be getting him some pussy or something. Mr. Turner. Hell no! Mr. Turner. Are you going to do the physical performance test? Hell no! What's up, everybody? It's me. Welcome back to We Ain't Shit, But We Was Raised Right. And the we and we ain't shit today is me and my co-host for today, Tyon.
Hey. Hey,
girl. Tyon, a lot of you may know her from Tata's Kitchen. Go ahead. Plug yourself, girl. Where you from?
Well, from Grandpa Day County.
You can follow her at Tata's Kitchen or Extensions
Lavish
by Lavish Lush.
Yo,
I'm trying to grab. Oh, when I win, we all win. Hello. So we just gonna do our thing.
Yeah.
How are you? How was your week?
It was good.
You gotta talk. They can't hear you.
Oh, girl, it was good. I'm relaxed because I had a lot of sex. I love to have a lot of sex.
Okay.
You know, it relaxes me. You know, some people smoke weed, drink liquor. I fuck a lot.
A lot?
A lot.
I mean, how often?
Like, if I could do it 7 days a week, I really would. Like, I want my shit to be, like, numb. Like, I can't feel nothing because I've just been beat up that much. Yes.
I think that's great. Everybody should know that Tyon is happily married.
Oh, shit. Oh, y'all gonna know I'm nasty. Oh.
It's okay. They know you nasty, girl. How many kids you have?
Oh, mama, I'm sorry. But you know I got a lot of kids, so we got to be doing something. We ain't going out on the dates, mama. We was fucking.
They was fucking. Just so you know, you did raise her right.
But I ain't shit.
So, yeah, shout out to Derek.
Yes. Sweet Dick really is what I call
him. Oh, my God. Don't stop. Yes. Okay. So, anything else happened for you this week? Other than clearly getting your box beat?
Oh, I sucked a little dick.
Bitch, if you say one more thing. Okay. So, Tyon is fucking like a newlywed.
Yes. I don't know what it is like. The older we get, the more hornier I am. Is that a word?
Hornier, yeah.
Okay,
I think so.
It's a word. All right.
You make it a word today.
Listen, all I got is a high school diploma and a couple college credits, okay? Lanika be teaching me a lot of shit. So if I say something wrong, she will correct
Who
me.
Who is
so
Lanika?
Y'all girl, that's my other friend.
That's my other friend.
She gonna be correcting me in the background, okay? She gonna be correcting.
Listen. So, we've known each other for, oh, my God.
So many years.
Goddamn. I met her at,
Don't say that place.
I'm not going to say the place.
Don't get that.
But I said I met her.
Don't give them hoes no glory.
No,
don't get them no fucking glory. We met, goddammit.
We met at a call center.
Motherfucker, don't tell them that shit either.
And it was actually a really good experience. Yes. I remember the first time walking up to her, she asked me for some assistance, and then she was like, oh, I'm cooking. I got a big ass pan of food in there if you want to get some. And ever since then, I've been seeing her around, bubbly.
I haven't changed. I'm still the same. Girl, I done got a little thuggish now. Don't act like that.
Oh, yeah. Now you got a little bit of a backbone. Before, you used to be like, oh, no, we can't do everybody like that. So now she's a lot more.
It's all I did.
You know what? Congratulations, bitch. Now Tyon is a lot more assertive and a lot more, I ain't here for the shit. I guess that comes with age, no?
I think it does come with age. Like, you get tired after a while. You just want to let a bitch know, don't try me. Even though people used to say I used to be so mean, but I didn't see that. You think I was mean?
No, you're not me. Okay. I think what you are is, you was to me a little people pleasy, like the nurturer, the, you know?
Right. So if a bitch don't like me, it's them.
But why you care?
I don't know. You know.
Now, anybody can tell you, anytime they meet me, they always say I'm mean. But I don't think I'm mean.
Nah, I know one day you wasn't mean. You want me to tell them?
What day?
You want me to tell we was outside at work on the sidewalk? You want me to tell them?
Oh, bitch, so we going there? Wait a minute. So we going there? I mean, how many years ago was this?
Listen. So we had a little situation, right? She got all up in her feelings, listen to these old stupid hoes at the job or whatever. She let them get all up in her head. So I would call myself not talking to her. I was really hurt. My feelings was hurt. So like, fuck you. I don't want to talk to your ass. So she pulled me outside. I was kind of scared because I thought she wanted to fight because that's something I cannot do. I talk a lot of shit, but I cannot. I've never been a fighter.
Not in my job, bitch. Never
been a fighter. Somebody try to fight me, I will make your ass laugh and make you forget about that shit. But anyway, carry on. This motherfucker get outside and she start crying.
Me?
That's the shit I'm supposed to do. Oh, Tyon, I'm sorry. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm sorry, too. We hugged that shit out. We've been friends ever. We just been straight ever since. I love her.
Wait a minute. I cried?
Yes, girl, you cried.
For real?
That let me know you really cared about me.
I was hurt, friend.
I was so touched. I was like, this is going to be my friend for life. We can go months without talking sometime because, you know, life, you have your family. I have my family or whatever. But if she called me, bitch, let me know somebody mess with you, girl. I'm going to get my kids to beat them up because I can't fight.
Who you going to get, Niecy?
Yeah, girl, you know. You already know.
See, that's what we... This is the thing. So people know I'm horrible at keeping in contact with my friends. And it don't be personal.
I'm bad, too, so I respect it.
But I can honestly appreciate having kinship with a person who I don't speak to all
the
time.
You go with these words. What the fuck is that?
Kinship, like, you know, kin, like kids, cousins.
Oh,
you get what I'm saying?
Wait. This motherfucker told me about some fellatio one time. Bitch, suck a dick. Suck a dick class.
You got to learn how to say things.
I don't want to.
Okay, but you got to reach the middle-aged white people who don't know, you know, sucking dick to them is a little harsh. So you have to say fellatio.
That's the problem. You need to be harsh with the dick. You don't need to be all fellatio with the dick. They want you to be, suck my dick. That's how they want you to do it.
Okay. So we're going to go there.
You're going to look at it, pet it, touch it. No. Suck the dick.
So are we having a fellatio moment? Is that what you want to do? You want to have a class?
No. Okay, I'm sorry. I had a moment.
So
we do need a class.
I want to do another one.
You should.
I will. I'll let you know.
You should. You know what that drives me crazy is that people turn their nose up when you talk about certain things pertaining to sex. It is what it is. Yeah, I understand sometimes you don't have to be so vulgar about it or whatever, but sex is fucking awesome. I think that's why a lot of people are so fucking angry because you're not getting any. Or you still on that missionary shit. You may jump on top a little bit. But do you look back at it? Do you?
Do you look? Okay, so that's going to be the theme of the day is do you look back at it? I want to say, yes, I do. However, I get a little tired, so I have to look for it. You know, looking back, when you want to see that whole ass, you got to turn your neck all the way around.
Girl, listen, I don't know what it is. Like, I can't walk a mile, but I can ride a dick. I can stand up on my, look, I be squatted on that thing, bouncing. My legs be killing me.
I can't walk a mile, but I can ride a dick.
I don't know what it is. It's just,
is that on your resume?
Girl, listen. And you know what? Let me tell you something that my husband like to do. He like to talk shit. Oh, you don't be doing that. You don't be doing that. Blah, blah, blah. You be lying. Blah, blah. So I have to go in a room and show him the same shit I showed him the night before, nigga. I do this.
So, Tyon, listen, guys, she's kind of like me. She's no chaser and straight to the point.
You be chasing a little bit, though. You be all...
Me?
Yeah.
I try not to give them all of me because I can be nasty now. But, see, I want the audience to kind of to ease into my bullshit because it's here.
Okay. When we together, we are a duo, okay?
Yes.
I need you to be with me the way you are with me when we ain't on this shit, okay?
Yeah.
Please.
I
feel so comfortable with you. I could be myself. I hate... Why we gotta tone it down? We are living in the time of social media, what? the lamest motherfuckers can say whatever they want to say.
And it's fine.
Right. So why everybody else just can't speak their mind? Say what you want to say.
Well, what you got on your mind today, friend? Let us know. You came here with a word. I see it in your spirit. I see it in your chest. Go ahead and tell us what's going on.
I'm a little bothered with this fabulous situation.
Oh, my God. Yes. John? What the fuck is up with John?
Listen. Go ahead. You know what pissed me off? You stupid hoes.
Take
you
it home.
You stupid hoes. You stupid hoes is taking up for this nigga because he's a rapper. Because he wear nice clothes and he got jewelry. Fuck that shit. That nigga dead ass wrong and he need to be locked up under a fucking jail. I don't care what the situation is. You never ball your fists up and hit a woman. He knocked out her fucking tooth and you're on his side. Why?
Especially his the mother of his children.
Come on. What? Come on. And you... I mean... I really don't care. It's not my business or what the case may be. You know, that's their personal situation. The thing that I don't care for too much is y'all hoes siding with him. And I say hoes because you're hoes. You're stupid. That's some stupid shit to do. You don't condone in that type of shit. So when they can beat your ass and knock your tooth out, yes, girl, he rap.
So your daddy?
Girl, he gonna buy me a Chanel bag and a new tooth. Fuck that.
No.
Yeah. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Y'all just some stupid hoes. That's all I can say. It just doesn't make any sense. And y'all niggas, even y'all niggas, if a nigga condone that shit, that nigga will hit your ass too.
What is there to condone, though? I don't understand. Why is there side-taking going on?
That's my
he
thing.
He clearly hit the that's girl in her thing. Mouth. She clearly is going to be asking for her two front teeth for Christmas. So what the fuck? I don't get
exactly
it.
My point. There's nothing that lady could have did.
Because that, and what I read was that because that. She was in Los Angeles and didn't tell him or something?
Exactly.
Because, okay, so... Let me see. From what I know about their relationship, all I know is that I can clearly tell they've been on and off for a very long time.
And he has serious control issues.
He has control. I can tell that. When she was on Love & Hip Hop, she was going through all this shit. I honestly thought she was going to leave the nigga, but she never did.
Because she's a gorgeous girl. Ass, come up off that show, please.
Yeah. Gorgeous girl. But you can clearly tell there was some relationship issues going on. I know back and forth, you would see like little cute little Halloween pictures of them, but you know, they were on and off, and the pretty much what I got from Love & Hip Hop, the narrative was he was cheating on her.
Basically. And wasn't he recently in a video with some chicks? So it's not like it stopped.
So my thing is, I could also kind of tell she has some self-esteem issues as gorgeous as she is.
Yeah.
So I always figured that situation was... what I like to call decorated.
Basically.
Yeah. So it's like they look really well, they dress really well, but you know, it's an empty house.
Exactly.
Now I'm not throwing stones or throwing shade at nobody, but that's what the fuck it is.
It is what it is.
It's like they get dressed up, they look great, they take great pictures, and that is kind of where it stops for me.
Basically.
And
I couldn't live like that.
Right. They let the world see that on Love & Hip Hop. Now fast forward here where it's saying that he hit her, which I don't think this is the first time.
Me either.
It can't be the first fucking
not
time
the way if she jumped from his ass.
Girl, did you see how she screamed when he with the knife? Okay, so that for me, oh,
with her father there, meaning right, that she still didn't feel protected.
Right, exactly. So this is not the first time. He is very familiar with one, either controlling her, or two, putting his hands on her.
I think it's both, baby girl.
Yeah.
I think it's
and
both.
The way she screamed when he was coming lunging towards her, just let me know that this is not the first time and she's very comfortable with it.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate because they do have children together and she has a daughter of her own, and you don't, and my biggest thing is always is what you passing down to these damn kids.
Yeah.
And what they looking at.
Exactly.
What are they looking at? What are they seeing? He, to me, I've always kind of thought of him like as a very calm person.
Yeah.
But in this video, you can honestly see, you can see okay, he's not just a fuckboy cheating on her. He's got some real underlying issues. He's a real, you know what I mean? So I don't agree with, I hate domestic violence altogether. I really feel like with all this in me, everybody should be keeping their motherfucking hands to themselves. That's the best way to go. You shouldn't be putting your hands on him, and he damn sure shouldn't be putting his hands on you. Now, add into the mix where you got kids, social media presence, money, all this shit. It's just a no-go. Y'all got too much money. He got too much money for this shit.
And you could tell she's not one of... You got so many chicks out here that are out looking for these type of dudes just to have kids so they can get a check. You can actually tell, like, she's a good woman. She want to be with him. She loves him. She wants her family, but yeah. At what cost?
But I think she's in Disturbia, friend. You know what that is? It's what I like to call Disturbia, where women are, we poor get baby. Into a situation with a man who ain't shit, don't really care about us, don't treat us right, we don't demand more of them.
Do you think they fucking still?
Who?
They can't be still fucking.
What you mean, why they can't be still fucking?
No, I don't think so. I don't.
You don't think she's still fucking him?
I don't think so.
Honey, she's deep in Disturbia. It's going to take years and years and years.
Do you think the dick is making her stay?
I think it's years of emotional abuse. I think it's everything. When you in Disturbia, honey, you'll stay and do with anything.
But wait, normally women like that cut off from like their family, whatever. You can clearly see that family is still involved.
Family's still involved, but they still. It's kind of like.
Like she called her family there.
No, listen. Did you hear what he said?
Why do you have?
Why you having my motherfucking house? Oh. And she was like, "That, but that's my dad." And he's like, "I'm her motherfucking father." And he's like, "I don't give a fuck."
Okay.
So it seems to me like she's been, you know, ostracized. Okay. Like, okay. Bitch, you need to.
You're right.
So the manipulation and control is, listen, girl, when you're in Disturbia, you'll accept anything. You'll do anything. You'll be low. You're not functioning as yourself.
Do you think she'll go back? You think
he'll want my honest opinion or you want me to lie to you?
She'll be back.
Hell yeah, she gonna go back. I don't see her not going back. It's gonna be a whole. He gonna get a great. He need to get a great motherfucking publicist. That's what all I need to know. She gonna drop
them charges too.
Well, she can't drop them charges once you start with knives and shit. That's this. Yeah, the state picked that up. So I don't know how it works where they at, hey, but
she
I know
use that shit as her getaway.
I don't
get her check and
okay. So for me, with all the shit he was doing, the whole Love & Hip Hop and how she was feeling. What, the girl Kim Bella telling her all this shit and this, that, and the right? other. She didn't leave then.
But a lot of women deal with cheating a listen, lot longer than
my
they
two
would.
Front teeth are gone, bitch, and so am I. I am not fucking with you. You're not going to have another chance to put your hands on me and hurt me. Because we all know, even people, we could joke about this domestic violence shit if we want to, but on a serious note, he will fucking kill you.
Yeah.
Because one blow to the head the wrong way, exactly, and you laid the fuck out.
And for a nigga to hit you that hard, does he love you?
Right. Don't you mean that hard? To hit you at all. If it ain't a motherfucking love tap, I don't want to hear it.
We'll see. I like rough shit, so.
Okay,
you know,
rough
from time
shit.
To time,
listen.
Derek be, you know, you pulling, have, pushing it, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I had to say that hard.
Listen, if you in a situation where y'all fucking and y'all doing some shit, okay, that's different. That's your preference. That is what you like.
Yeah.
Outside the bedroom, if nigga pushing and pulling on you, and it ain't no leading up to. No, but I'm saying not in the bedroom, but like, you know, it ain't leading up to no sex shit. No, that nigga just beating on you, friend.
Okay,
so you mean to tell me you come home. And he just walked through the door and just slapped you upside your motherfucking head. You gonna be like, ooh, baby. No, the fuck you ain't.
Listen. You got a different kind of love, okay? You got a different kind of love, okay?
Don't hit me unless we about to, you know, listen. Start fucking.
Okay.
See, I'm a person, I like to be choked and shit like that.
Yeah,
I do.
I get revved up with certain shit that we do, okay?
Okay, but you know when your man is not playing.
Of course.
And you know
that's
when that nigga
that
hitting you with regular ass
that,
force.
Exactly.
And bitch, that's going to make you.
I should have said it like that.
Yeah.
My bad. I'm sorry.
When he turn around and be like, you be like, bitch, did you just. Now you upset because you feel like, oh, you just tried me. But I think I really think that this situation is very tragic. I think Emily is a beautiful girl.
Yeah. But she has to know that.
She has to know that
Everybody
herself.
Everybody can tell her, but she has to
She's
know that.
She's a gorgeous girl. I think that she has suffered years of abuse from this man, whether it be physically or mentally or emotionally. That's not here for us to judge. It's just this situation playing out in the social media age that we have today. It sucks because you can't have a personal fight with your old your friends or your husband no more, especially when you have, you know, money or followers or whatever. Everything is for everyone's consumption. And what I saw in that video showed me that he was very comfortable with the shit that he was doing. Yeah. And they were outside. It wasn't like they was inside the house. They were outside carrying on.
Yeah.
So, of course, it's very unfortunate.
Social media could be a gift because a lot of people that have been doing some crazy shit for years are being exposed.
Yeah.
And the people that they're doing it to don't know how to get out of the situation that they in. So yeah. I think, you know, in this particular situation, social media is a good thing.
Well, that's a great segue to our next topic. Okay, so this is very disturbing. I saw this video on fucking my coworker showed it to me, and I almost gagged. What? Three people inside of a fucking car, looks like, and they talking shit.
Oh,
and she, this gosh. Girl got this fucking gun.
Oh my god!
And she just talking shit and popping shit. And that's next thing
I don't like when they put stuff. I know they were on live, but that, why? When people put that type of stuff on social media, I'm like,
I think okay. So gosh. Here's what I didn't understand. Who the fuck was she talking to? Who the fuck gave her the gun to tell her that it was okay for her to be talking like that? Because these look like some grown ass motherfuckers.
You didn't see the video.
I saw only the part of the video that I saw was, I guess, the climax of the video when she was just like, oh, I popped this, I popped that. And all of a sudden, the nigga leaning over and his blood hanging out the side of his head.
I saw a little bit more.
Okay.
It was a guy in the back seat.
Uh-huh.
It was, of course, a guy in the passenger seat and then her. They all three were talking. And they pretty much were telling her she didn't know what she was doing. She don't know what she doing with that or whatever.
Okay.
I don't know nothing about guns, but she... what do you call it, cock back or pull the little thing back? And next thing you know, she was waving around and boom, shot him in the head. The guy in the back ran out the car.
Yeah.
And she just in there like, oh my God.
Right.
And he just leaning to the side. Leaning like, this over. Is too much.
I don't know if he was unconscious,
this
but.
This is just too much. This is too much for me. I do not like, see, even when you have, this is off this subject, but even when you have certain situations, like you remember the girl who they said was found in the freezer or something?
Okay, yeah.
Why are y'all reposting this girl's body? This girl has parents who are mourning her death, don't know what's going on, and they reposting this shit.
See, that's the thing. And you know, I've experienced something like that on my own. I had a family member who got shot up really, really bad. And before we were on our way to, we were at the hospital waiting to hear news back. There was a video on Facebook of my cousin laying in his own pool of blood, trying to talk to the people to tell him like who to get in contact with.
And the first thing people do is what? Pull out their fucking phone.
Right. They pull out the phone and they're not trying to help. Then on top of that, we saw a picture of him on the floor. Somebody took a picture and was like, oh, another nigga dead in the hood. Ooh. And we hadn't had any information, so we all, like...
So you found it out on social media?
Right.
Oh, wow.
We saw the video on social media, and then come to find out, my cousin actually pulled through, still living to this day. The boy didn't want to take the picture down, because my cousin asked him, you know, can you take the picture down out of respect for the family? He was like, why? It's news.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, people don't give a fuck.
They don't.
As long as they can be front row and center for some shit.
Get some likes. And that person.
It doesn't matter.
That was probably the most likes, shares, or whatever they ever got on their
page. And it's like, it was fucking sad because this is not somebody who I can say I don't know. This is somebody I grew up with. Mm. I'm looking at him laying in the pool of his own blood. He done got shot up so many times. At first, they told us he got shot 7 times. Come to find out, he got shot 15 fucking times.
Ooh,
you see, you know what I'm saying? You're at the hospital, you don't know what to think. You at Ryder Trauma going fucking crazy. And it's like, social media doesn't care. And I don't like when people invite us into your bullshit with this live Facebook shit.
Yeah.
And you know you get a notification every time somebody fucking go live. And this shit is so annoying. Like, come on. And it's like, you go on live with stupid guns? Seriously?
Come on.
And my problem with this fucking video is all these motherfuckers in that video look old as fuck. They don't look like no young ass. No, I'm not trying to shade nobody, but they look like grown ass adults. Like, y'all should know fucking better.
Yeah.
She popping the gun and talking shit. Oh, this is what we do. Like,
come on.
What the fuck is going on in y'all life that you feel like you need to be on live with some motherfucking guns?
Bullshit.
Like,
exactly.
I think that is so stupid. And the problem is, from after the math, from what I heard, that she went and tried to clean her hands or some shit like that. And like,
But you're on live.
It's like, okay, so...
Did she erase
the live? How does that work?
Well, she couldn't have erased it because it's everywhere. All over the place.
Right.
And you can clearly see her face. You can see her face. You can see all three of their faces. So,
and you could tell he was like really, really uncomfortable with how she was handling the gun.
Exactly.
And nigga in the back just kind of looked like he just there. Like, this is what I don't... Do you niggas not have jobs? Like, what the fuck is going on when y'all able to just sit up in the car with guns and shit, talking shit? And, like, who's watching this? Who thinks this shit is cool?
This is the world we live in now, Lily.
It's horrible.
This is the world we live in now.
It's horrible.
Everybody's an entrepreneur, a hustler, or whatever the case may be.
Shit. That's great, but at the same fucking time, like, I just want people to understand.
It's great for the ones that are actually
trying to do. Possibilities are endless. You can do whatever it is that you want to do in this world.
Yeah.
You can have as much money as you want to have in this world, and that's something I've come to understand. But I need everybody to please use your Facebook. Please use your social medias wisely. Getting on live with fucking guns, doing anything on live is just...
Y'all grown-ass motherfuckers meeting up to fight in the street, like,
right,
for real?
And then put it on Facebook Live.
For real?
Like, this is like, the day and age that we live in is everything is for clicks, everything is for likes, everything is for somebody to follow you and do or feel like you up on some shit. I will tell you right now, I'm a lamest motherfucker you will ever meet.
Baby, I don't own no guns.
I'm not finna be on no Facebook Live, bitch. I don't even like how my hair look all the time to be talking about live. I filter the fuck out of everything because that's just how I be feeling.
But you know what, it's not that we lame, it's that we got real shit to do.
Right.
I can't be on social media all day, every day. I have shit to do.
Yeah.
I have kids that I want to be better than me.
Right.
I want them to be 10 times better than me.
Right.
I don't have time. How they going to be 10 times better than me sitting there watching me on social media all day fucking with y'all?
Exactly.
I can't do it.
You have to learn how to... I think everyone should learn how to censor themselves. You know, I personally don't like to post or put up shit that I know my mother would see and frown at. I mean, some shit she just going to have to frown.
Some shit she just gonna have to frown.
But I do keep in mind that, okay, at the end of the day, I am representing my family in a sense. They know I'm crazy
and
as hell,
so,
but
okay, see, okay, since you wanna go there, right? I don't want to censor myself, like, just completely censor myself, because it's who I am. I don't candy coat anything with my kids. I've always kept it like blood raw with them. Like, how I act on social media, how I'm acting on here, that's really how I act around my kids. And my husband is the one who's more mellow, who's like, y'all know your mama crazy, da da da. They like kind of balance them out.
Right.
And even with my oldest daughter, who has two kids and has her own home and doing her thing or whatever the case may be, with all my craziness that she's seen through her 22 years of life, she's still okay because me and my husband balance each other out.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't have to, like, I have boundaries. I'm lying. I don't have boundaries. I try to be a business owner, but I hate the fact that you have to change who you are because of what you're doing. Okay, I cater, so I can't talk about how much I love having sex with my husband. I love fucking my husband. Why does it have to be that way? I'm not going to go to a client and tell, hey, I can cook some good fried chicken and I also like fucking my husband. I'm not going to do anything like that. But, I mean, if it's my personal social media...
Yeah.
Let me be me.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
I feel like you have to learn how to let people be who the fuck they need to be to be happy, so you can be who the fuck you need to be happy. Because at the end of the day, I'm not going to judge anyone. If you like to fuck your husband, I'm actually happy because I feel like them greens going to be good, girl.
Ooh.
Yeah, because if you miserable, if you, I want to do business with people who are fucking happy, showing, being an example of how they live their happy. Everyone has their own color of happiness.
Right.
Everyone has their own definition of happiness. You cannot try to censor someone who, if you're, okay, if I'm in a business where I need to do this, this, that, and the other to be successful, okay, I can do that. But people forget that you can do more than one thing at once.
Mm-hmm.
I can equally be myself, stand in my truth, rest in shade, do whatever the fuck, have fun, you know, kiki with the girls, then get my ass up and go to work and take care of these people's business.
Exactly.
It's
put
like
on my button up
people
my...
feel like, oh, when I see you in one light, I can only see you in that light.
Exactly.
And that is, that to me is so unfair as a person because we all come with layers like an onion.
Mm-hmm.
You may have one layer of you today that's quiet as fuck and you want to be peaceful and centered. The next day you want to be rowdy as fuck, knuck if you buck, you know, fucking
exactly.
some shit up.
Right.
Next day you want to be a little pussycat dog, you know, whatever.
Right.
You just have to learn how to understand what goes where. True. That's the biggest thing. When you don't understand what goes where, then that's when you don't have your shit figured out. But when you know what goes where and what to do, I don't think there's a problem with it. I know how to, you know, when I'm at work, I know it's some shit I can't do. I can't say because I'm at these people's job. When I get my ass in my motherfucking car, I can scream as I put my music up as loud as I motherfucking want. I do what I want to do because that's who I am.
Right.
But you can't, people should encourage authenticity.
Yeah.
And they don't. People want you to be who they want you to be for who they need at the moment. And that's not the fucking case. I'm going to be who the fuck I need to be in order to get through my day. Fuck you.
Exactly.
Because if we all just take a little time to take care of our fucking selves and pay attention to what's going on with us, because it'd be so much shit going on with us, instead of externalizing your fears and insecurities on everybody else, we will all be a lot lighter. We will all be a lot less stressed.
But, you know, that's not going to happen because you have people that aren't like us. They are afraid to be themselves. And a lot of people don't know who the fuck they really are.
Well, listen, you ain't going to stifle me, motherfucker. I'm going to be who the fuck I want to be, when the fuck I want to be it. And if you don't motherfucking like it, then you can go ahead and get gone. The earth is way too big to be stuck on a motherfucker who don't like you and you don't like them.
Yeah. I think people just need to learn how to, it's okay to be, everybody don't need to see who you truly are if that's not what you want them to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You love something.
While you at home or you with your peoples, whatever, be your true self. Be you. If you can't be yourself around the people who you love and you care about, you need to replace your situation.
Speaking of that, shout out to everybody who ain't shit. Because, Lee, I'm going to let you know right now, I ain't shit. Don't expect much from me. Motherfucker, I was raised right, but I still ain't shit. And I do what the fuck I want to do. And you got to, I am old enough at this point to realize, listen.
I'm going to tell my mama to listen to this. She going to be like, Tyon, I pray for you.
I pray
that this evil spirit is released from your body. There's no evil spirit. It's just that.
Some people are who they are.
Exactly.
And it's
okay. I love the Lord.
Yes, he is.
I'm not even going to get into all that because I express that all the time.
Right.
He done brought me through so much, but he knows my heart.
Yeah.
I'm a good person. I don't bother nobody. I don't try to get over on nobody. I be in my own world doing my own thing, and I'm happy.
Amen.
And that's what's important.
And that's how I feel. I feel as though God has placed me and done so many things in my life that I could never, ever, 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 ever be ungrateful or, you know, it's just so much that has happened. However, he created me, only me, to be me.
Basically.
And for whatever reason,
you know,
he gave me this. I am halfway motherfucking retarded. Hey. I hate to say retarded. Guys, don't please. Don't. I know it's sensitive. But I'm halfway crazy, and I know that about myself. And I'm totally okay with it. Like,
good.
And you know what's so funny? I find people who are just like me,
right?
And we vibe, and that's it.
Bitch, we mesh.
Find your circle. Find
that's
your you.
It.
Find your ain't shitters. Where my ain't shitters at? If you an ain't shit ass person, and when I say ain't shit, that means like you have your own fucking way of thinking. You don't give a fuck. You gonna do what you want to do regardless.
You gotta be a go-getter, motivational ain't shitter though.
Right, but you can't be at the same time, you about your shit.
Shit.
Right, you about your shit. But you ain't shit. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you are that person, and this is what you're going to resonate. Like, I believe that your people find you.
Yeah.
And when you find people who allow you to genuinely be who the
just
fuck you
be
are,
you. That shit feels
hold
so
on
good.
To them people, yeah. Because a lot of people don't know how to take you in dose. Like, they want to take you in doses and pieces. No, I'm going to give you this shit.
Yeah.
118 proof, no motherfucking chaser. And that's what it is.
That's that real freedom, though.
It is.
That
it
shit
is.
Feels so
the freedom to
good.
Be you and not to be judged.
Oh, man.
Get you some of that. Get you some. Once you get you a taste of freedom of not being judged, you're going to only want to be around motherfuckers who don't judge you.
Get you a
Nika
and Tyon,
yes, get you a Nika and Tyon, bitch. Hello. Okay, so now we're going to go to the listener letters. You got your listen?
Girl.
She got a letter, and we got a letter.
Okay, listen. I picked a mild one.
A mild?
Yeah, let me tell you why. I picked a mild one because some of the shit I get is fucking, like, off the wall. Like, off the wall. Like, I'm talking about off the wall. Like, you shouldn't be asking me. If you shouldn't be asking me shit like this because you already know this shit is fucked up. Like, I had this one situation where it was a guy. he had a friend who was dating a girl, and the friend was unsure of, you know, her loyalty or whatever. So he told the friend to go. First of all, you don't tell your friend to go test out shit.
Don't.
So this friend went to the extremes of sleeping with this girl.
Okay.
And now he wants to be back buddy-buddy with his friend, talking about something. Well, now you know she ain't shit. No.
No.
You're not supposed to go all there with it.
Making all the wrong decisions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so let's keep him out. Let's keep him out.
All right, let's keep him out.
Listen, I have this thing, like, when you read out loud, I know ain't nobody in here but you, but I know how to read, but, you know, you know how you be in class and your teacher be like, they want you to read out loud, your ass get nervous, and you can't read simple shit like, I am the shit like that. You know, I am the shit. You know you the shit, but right. You can't read that shit because everybody looking at you, so bear with me, okay?
Okay.
So, I have a friend that is married, and we hang out a lot all together. I did that shit good. Yes.
Yes.
Every time I get a boyfriend, he never likes him, saying he's not good for me, meaning her friend's husband. I finally found a guy I really like, and I stopped hanging around my friend and her husband. Months pass by, my friend's husband calls me and tells me he misses hanging out with me. He said he has strong feelings for me, and he wants to know why I don't come around anymore. He has never made a pass at me or made me feel uncomfortable. I just don't understand why he would call me and say that. Should I tell my friend? Oh, bitch, she want to fuck you.
Ooh, wait.
He like the way your ass jiggle.
So the husband trying... Wait, hold up. Hold the fuck... The husband trying to slide?
That's what it sounds like to me. But the crazy part is the part I don't understand is that he's never made a pass to her or made her feel uncomfortable.
Bitch, that's a pass.
But by him, his pass to me was... Every time you bring a nigga around, oh, I don't like him for you. That's a pass right there. That's letting you know. Mm. Ain't nobody gonna never be good enough for you.
Okay, so the question is, what the fuck is the friend thinking when he say that shit?
Well, she didn't give too much detail. Well, maybe the friend is, they all been close, so the friend ain't was like, oh, it ain't nothing because she wants to tell a friend about it.
All right, so full disclosure, guys, listen, I am a person, when I'm in a relationship, I'm very fucking territorial. You see, I don't even... I interact with your husband when I need to. And I know, you know, that's me. Because I would not want to... I don't want nobody to think I want their man. I don't want nobody to think I want their husband. So, for me, girl, tell your friend. Tell your friend. It's going to ruin your friendship, bitch. Because once you tell me my man wants you, bitch, you are triple threat number one. You got to go. That's just me personally.
I can tell that their relationship is not as open as it should be because... For example, I have a friend that's my kid's godmom. She's single. And sometimes she's the third wheel. And it's never a thought in my mind. Like, my husband even says, oh, Chris, oh, I'm about to say her name. My bad. Oh, friend, you looking good. I like what you got on. You looking sexy. Da, 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 da. There's no thought in my mind that there is nothing because I'm secure in my shit.
Oh, wait. Okay.
We can go out and I'll see a dude and I'll be like, damn, he fine. Of course, my husband not going to look, but he don't feel no kind of way. We can both of us see a female be like, damn, Derek, her ass fat. And we don't feel no kind of way because we have that type of relationship.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And for her to say, should I tell my friend, they don't have that type of relationship.
Yeah.
He's doing some sneaky underhanded shit right. And she needs to let her friend know that.
Let me tell you something. When you dealing with, if you're going to be, like how you say, the third wheel.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way you gotta handle that shit.
Yeah.
You can't be too motherfucking friendly with the man and doing all this dumb shit.
But my
and...
friend is. I mean.
Well, for me personally, I don't like the overstep. I don't want nobody going home and thinking, oh, you think neat men like this? Or you think,
but
no.
But see, she been our friend
very respectable.
She been our friend since high school. Like, we met each other when I started dating my husband. She was around. Like, she was dating his best friend.
They're okay. Not,
so our bond is different. Like, if we out of the club somewhere, she'll dance with him. She'll hug him. Some people may look at it like, oh, they must be having threesomes. That's how close. But it's nothing like that. We just comfortable like that. Like, if she comes over and I'm undressing, he wouldn't do it. I'm undressing or whatever. She in my room with us. She comes in our bedroom type of comfortable. But it's nothing like, she's like a sister. If that makes sense. Some people may think it's creepy, but...
I will tell you one thing. That is very rare.
Girl, I love my friend and my husband. We don't want...
But you know, it's so funny that like I would trust you like that, but I don't know if I would trust all my friends like that because I know your heart.
Right.
Because some bitches be secretly, you know, drilling holes in your boat. That's just me. I don't know... That's just how I feel. So I always make sure that I'm on the right side of right, on the upside of up. Because I don't even like following my friends, boyfriends, husbands, none of my family members, husbands on social media. Because when I see certain shit that would piss me off.
But what did you experience to make you feel like to not be able to be comfortable like that?
Quiet as it's kept, I always feel like a certain few family members, if they had the opportunity, they would slide with my husband.
Girl, I don't think...
This is full disclosure.
You know what? With you bringing it up, I had a family member that used to go around spreading lies, saying that they had something going on with my husband. Even a neighbor, but I mean, that was back when I was younger, and we weren't where we are now in our relationship. Right now, I have to see it. You could be my mama and come tell me, oh, Derek cheating on you, and I wouldn't believe it. Because we just have that, we always together, we just have that bond. I just have that trust in him. And to be honest with you, where we are right now, if he did, I'd be like, damn, I'm sorry, I did something wrong, I won't do it again. I can't put it into words. Me and him is just on that level.
On it, okay, that's great. But my thing is, you guys have come a very long way.
It took
y'all have been together for 22 years. Okay, so bitch, this ain't no, we met last week.
Yeah.
I understand that, but for you gotta understand, some people genuinely don't want to see you fucking happy.
That's true.
And to be able to say after 22 years, they was able to slide on your husband's dick, and it was, you know.
I think people pretty much know now it's no chance.
Right. But a lot of, but you have some women who are just that nasty.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's people who slide in his inbox, and I see it, and I read it. And it's people who slide in my inbox, and he see it, and he read it. And it's not, I mean, it's people that try.
So we're going to answer the question, guys. Sorry, we getting off track. But first of all, girl, tell your friend. That nigga ain't shit.
But what if she tell a friend and she lose a friend?
Oh, well, bitch, you...
She got a new man if now. You don't, she ain't been around anyway, so it don't even matter.
If you don't tell her and she find the fuck out, she going to always paint you as a bitch who was trying to fuck her man. No matter... That's how I look at it. Because, like, why you ain't tell me? Because imagine if it was you... And it was, you wouldn't want somebody to tell you.
If she addressed it, I think she should address it with them together. If they used to hang out together, whatever the case may be, I think she should address it with them together. So that way, there's no denying of it from him. And it's not like she's trying to hide or be sneaky and let him know, look, I'm not trying to cause no problems. You, just like she said, you never made me feel uncomfortable, but I think this was a little, this made me feel some type of way.
Addressing it together is a little much.
No, she need to. She need to. Just like you said. If she go to her and tell her something, she gonna feel that way regardless. You don't think so?
Girl, get you a new friend.
Straight to it.
Throw the whole friendship, throw the whole everything away. Fuck it. Nigga, he done put you in a horrible situation.
Yeah, she is in a kind of fucked up situation. But me personally, with the personality I have, I would address both of them together.
I don't know, girl. I would just say fuck all of them. Cut everybody off. Put them on the block list. And keep it moving. And then, from there on, don't get in situations. Don't be looking so fucking pretty around somebody else. Man, now, shit.
Well, that's another thing about my best friend. She was all... I was never the one... My hair, I was a tomboy. She would always be the one that always looked nice. She shaped nice with all that or whatever. She was the type of friend, Tanya, come on now. Put on this, put on that, do your hair, let me fix your hair, da, 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 da. That's another reason why I trust her. You know what I'm saying? I know it's not no ill. When you have a friend like that, it's nothing to be, you know what I'm saying? So I just think because we don't know that their relationship, I think she should address both of them.
I ain't addressing shit. I'ma let
you. If they was all friends hanging out together, why they can't all talk? If he felt like he can text her and be like, I miss you, what the fuck?
He not texting her because he missed you because of the group, bitch. He want that pussy. That nigga try to get some pussy.
Listen, they need to talk together. You never know. They might low-key, both of them might low-key like her. You never know.
Oh, so you encouraging threesomes now?
Hey, if that's what they like.
If you want to have a, well, if you're trying to have a threesome.
It's a lot of people out here doing that shit. Listen, and they keep their business to themselves.
Right, listen, girl. Do your thing. Yeah, do what she said. Confront them together and see if they down for the threesome. See if they down for the whatever. And let us know how it went. Ask fulldisclosure@gmail.com. We want to hear, you know, give us an update, what's going on. Last question.
Y'all gonna hate me when I give y'all get this response. I'm gonna give it to you blood raw. I'm a very nice, sweet person, but I'm not the type of person to tell you what you want to hear. I'm gonna tell you what you need to hear.
Oh, okay, friend, we got it. You so sweet.
I'm so sweet and low.
We got our last question from Anonymous. So Anonymous writes, mm-hmm. Earlier this year, I lost someone whom was special to me. When he passed away, we were not speaking, and I found out about his death 3 weeks after he passed. I'm having a hard time releasing his energy and accepting his death, partially because we had a blow-up, and 8 days later, he was killed. How do you find closure in something like this? This is a tough one, Anonymous. You want to go first or me?
Girl, I think I should go first so you can smooth it out.
Go ahead.
Your ass went talking to his ass. Him, she, whoever, before. So why you care now? If you didn't have enough, you wasn't trying to reconcile with this individual within those days y'all wasn't talking, so why you care now? You feeling guilty? That's on your ass. Just release it. Let it go. They're gone in a happy, better place. You need to be in a happy, better place. Let it go.
Okay. That's all right.
That's how I feel.
Anonymous, like, listen. Death is a very, very, very difficult thing to get over.
I'm sorry.
The thing that you have not released is...
But I meant it.
The thing you haven't released is the guilt
basically
associated with what's going on, what happened between the two of you guys before you guys, you know, split up and he got killed. It's an extremely unfortunate situation. It is definitely one of those
situations. What's it your fault? That's why you're so oppressed. Whatever y'all disagreement was, you did that shit, didn't you? Let the shit go. It's over with.
At this point, unfortunately, you need to learn how to forgive yourself from this particular situation and move forward. Know that the things that this particular person brought to you, because you said they were special
to
you.
Take your ass around to somebody else you mad at and tell her ass you sorry. That's what you do. Fix it that way, goddammit. That's what you need to do. There's probably a lot of people you still mad at.
You have to, at this point, you have to let go. The person, you cannot let go of what the person bought you because you said they were special, which to me means that this particular person has bought you something that no one else could have. Or
it's a guy and a girl?
Yeah, it's a guy and a girl, from what I'm getting. Yeah.
So the guy died?
Yes.
Yeah, that good dick. This one was,
I mean, he might have had some.
You better go find you another good dick.
You might have had some good penis.
That's what you...
But... From what I gathered, this person was special to you. So to me, it means that he bought you something that was not easily accessible.
He bought you that good dick. That's basically what it was.
Probably.
You think that's what it is?
Listen, could you imagine fucking a nigga and he fuck you real good and then he die?
I ain't get that dick no more.
Anonymous. Ooh. So you need to forgive yourself for whatever happened. What you holding on to, because that's what you're holding on to, the guilt.
Search for some more.
And that the memories that you created with him did not die. He is no longer here in the flesh, but you can still, again, forgive yourself. Hell, write him a letter.
Who gonna read the shit?
She gonna go to the beach and light a candle.
Girl, what the fuck?
What you mean?
Listen.
She just needs to release. Write a letter as if you was writing it to him. Go to the beach, light a candle, and then just, that's it. I'm all about that.
Girl.
Make your energy pure. Purify your energy by, first of all, you need to forgive yourself for whatever the fuck happened that made you feel that made that big ass blow up go.
You just can't let the dead stop you from living. It's two things that's gonna happen. We all gonna live and we gonna die. Don't get me wrong. I am very emotional when I lose people I love, but you can't hold on to it. It's nothing you can do to fix it. Why are you so pressed about this? You cannot fix it.
Yeah. I mean, you literally have to open your hands, girl, and let it go.
You can say something off in the air, and hopefully his spirit catches it and keep it moving. You can't hold on to something you cannot fix. You can't. It makes no sense. It's like banging your damn head up against the wall, bitch. You're going to have a big ass knot on that shit. Let it go.
All right, guys, and that wraps up our episode today of full disclosure, we ain't shit, but we was raised right. So listen,
it's the truth.
Let us know, Anonymous, how it works out. Let us know, give us an update, how you feel.
I know a couple people got some good dick. I heard. I'm not sleeping with them, but
you ain't.
Listen, I'm gonna find you a replacement.
Don't be
You need look a band-aid at, for right now until that wound heals.
This eHarmony-ass bitch. No. Girl,
it's a group on Facebook. Oh, you go in there and listen, find you. It's a lot of niggas in there who just want to...
No, don't
do it.
No.
No.
Blackpeoplemeet.com ass person. Fuck out of here. No.
Close your eyes and think of him, girl, and release that shit.
Man, we've been talking for full low. We got to go.
It's raining.
Tell them where they can find you at, Tyon.
Girl, don't look for me, goddamn it. Don't look for me. When you looking for me, the only place you're going to find me is over here because...
You don't want to be found?
No, I can't be acting y'all like this where they can find me yet.
Hit my girl up on her own.
No, goddamn it, I'm going to be with you. What the fuck?
No, but the Tata's Kitchen, every once in a while, you got that, you selling hell. My friend doing a lot of shit. Business.
If you're looking for catering services... You can find us at Tata's Kitchen on Instagram and on Facebook. You can email us for a catering code at tataskitchen@gmail.com. We also have a website, tataskitchen.com. I also sell some beautiful Lavish Lush bundles, extensions by Lavish Lush. And when we're conducting business, this is how I carry myself, okay? All that I ain't shit doesn't happen when I'm conducting business, okay? So don't judge me, because you ain't shit either.
And that's the end of the goddamn show. Fuck the goddamn shit. All right, guys, that's our episode. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate everybody for listening. Give us some feedback. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think of my co-host and her opinions. Just give me all the feedback that you possibly can. I love it. I love it. I love it. You're going to reach me at askfulldisclosure@gmail.com for all your questions and your fuckboy free letters. We did not forget about that. Although we didn't have one this week. Also, hit me up on Instagram. This is Full Disclosure. Facebook, Full Disclosure, I'm sorry. We ain't shit, but we was raised right. And stay in touch. Y'all be easy. And I'll be seeing y'all. It's going to be a weekly podcast, guys. Every Thursday. Eow.
Fuck this shit, put the handcuffs on me.
It's your turn.
Fuck this shit, put the handcuffs on me.
You understand what I read to you?
Hell no, but I refuse to answer any questions under the grounds that they may incriminate me.
You want me to explain?
Hell no!